Do you ever feel anxious? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. You can't see this through your device, but if we were to meet in person, you might notice something about me. My knuckles are a little swollen. They're cracked and sometimes bleed. There are no lines across most of them where the skin should fold. As long as I can remember, I've always had an issue biting my knuckles. It's an odd tick, but I bite my fingernails too when my knuckles are get too painful. But I hardly even notice it until I'm bleeding. And it happens all the time, but it gets notably worse when I'm anxious, and it's embarrassing. And sometimes I can stay away from them long enough for the lines to start coming back, but more often than not, my knuckles are swollen and hurt. Anxiety can be paralyzing, and that's what we'll be talking about in today's Devo. It's called Trusting at Night and in the Morning by Emily Acker. Anxiety often gets to me at night. I don't know what the morning is going to bring. There is a heaviness that comes over me as it draws closer and closer to the time I go to bed. I try to reach out in that time and cling to God, but sometimes I struggle to do that. Night can be especially hard to deal with when we have family members who are struggling or when someone we love is in the hospital. We may feel like we need to stay awake to wait and see if we get any news from them, but we also know that we need to get rest. When I read Psalm 143, verse 8, David's word felt like something I could have written myself. It's a prayer I've prayed before and will continue to pray. David says, "Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I entrust my life." As we lay down to sleep, we can ask to see God's love in the morning. We can ask Him to show Himself when we get up the next day, and we can ask Him to look out for the people we love. When we wonder what the morning might bring, we can trust that God will be there, and He will direct our steps. Sometimes I struggle to reach out to God, but even in times of anxiety and heaviness, I know that God will take care of me. He is in control and He is trustworthy. So I can let go of my fears and let the next day come with all of its worries. And I can know that I will be okay because He loves me. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Jesus invites us to come to Him with all our heavy anxieties and find rest. Because He loves us, Jesus died and rose again so we could live with Him forever. When He returns, He will make all things new, free from every kind of trouble. In the meantime, we may still feel anxious, but we can know that we are held securely in His love. Consider taking some time to talk to Jesus, telling Him about whatever is on your mind, and ask for His help. As you and I can read in Psalm 143, verse 8, "Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Psalm 143 in its entirety, and Lamentations 3, 22 through 26, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. If you're having difficulty sleeping, or if you find yourself feeling afraid, stressed, or worried a lot of the time, who is a trusted adult you can talk to, such as a parent, pastor, or counselor? If you need someone to talk to, you can request a free conversation with Focus on the Family's Counseling Department. For more information, head over to unlocked.org/counseling. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional about instant everything with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.